Some advocates want to use water from the nation's second-largest reservoir to fill its largest one. But new research suggests benefits might not be as obvious as environmentalists say. KUER's Judy Fays reports.
Jack Schmidt is a watershed scientist at Utah State University and an expert on the Colorado River. Recently, he explored the idea of drawing down Lake Powell to store more water in Lake Mead, 300 miles downstream. Environmentalists say that would reduce evaporation, but Schmidt says the science isn't clear-cut.
We simply have to understand what's going on at both reservoirs.
Schmidt says more study is needed on how Lake Powell might be affected and the effects on the Grand Canyon's plants and animals. He calls the need for answers urgent.
We are at a crisis time in the Colorado River.
People and the environment are at risk as demands increase and supplies shrink because of climate change. And Schmidt says water managers need solutions.
Then potentially radical ideas like the Phil Mead First proposal might actually be considered if it would save water.
Eric Balkin leads the organization behind Phil Mead First. The Glen Canyon Institute agrees that the complicated question of evaporation deserves more attention.
We're hopeful that the research that's been done at USU gives an incentive for the federal government to address this.
The Federal Bureau of Reclamation flooded the Colorado River over the weekend to help restore the river ecosystem. Judy Fays, KUER News.